On University at Albany Week, generating safe and clean electricity can lead to a brighter future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Shadagas, associate professor in the Department of Physics, determines how to do this.
One of humanity's top concerns has always been energy production. We've come a long way in the past 250 years, but the energy needs of our planet are greater than they have ever been. The vast majority of power continues to be produced by non-renewable sources, especially fossil fuels. This may work in the short term, but the world needs to find a better way soon. An answer may be closer than you think. Locked in the phones in our pockets and the batteries of our electric cars is lithium, the third element listed on the periodic table. It can be found in everything from igneous rock to ocean water. Lithium also has important uses in nuclear physics, where lithium deuteride serves as a fusion fuel for thermonuclear weapons. But in my research at our Ion Beam Lab, we have come to see lithium holds the potential to serve humanity in another way, as a safer form of atomic energy. Unlike uranium or plutonium, the right lithium compound won't explode, cause a meltdown, or emit harmful radiation for centuries. In our research, we have found that a subcritical fission reaction should be inducible in a lithium salt. Relying on neutron activation, our model ensures no long-lived radioisotopes are formed, and when turned off, the reactor goes off. This could give lithium compounds from batteries a second life in subcritical reactors, where it could never cause a disaster like Chernobyl or Fukushima. While the results will require additional replications and external peer review, our preliminary data are very promising. Their implications, staggering. We should be able to move away from environmentally harmful fossil fuels while providing a clean, compact energy source for our homes, businesses, and cities, as well as the vehicles we drive and the spacecraft of the future.
That was Matthew Shadagas of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.